This meditation is a contemplation, an exercise in practice and discernment for those who wish to learn the art and the practice of discernment and want to live a radically different life, a way of being, where you're no longer ruled by the mind, but inner intuition is your guide, then this meditation is for you. This meditation will be a practice that you can engage in and follow along and continue to practice even after the meditation once you know how. So with this practice, what we really want to come to the realization and see for our own selves is how thought is the cause of feelings, emotions. Whatever emotion you're feeling, a turbulent feeling, a soft feeling, a peaceful feeling, whatever it is the body's way of reflecting in real time what's going on in the mind. In other words, what kind of thoughts the mind is producing. If you have fearful thoughts in the mind, then the result will be a feeling of fear in the body. If the mind is telling sad stories, then there will be feelings of sadness, grief, maybe even despair in the body. The reason I'm saying this is because it does help for us to tune in and see this direct connection between thought and emotion. When emotions are in such a way that the body feels constantly contracted, it may be harder to hear intuition. So freeing up space within by allowing the emotions themselves to be felt, allowing them to be as they are, frees up space within all the energy that the mind was using to make that feeling happen, that emotion happen, can now be used for something else entirely. It can be used for inner discernment. So once you reach a state of calm, it may be easier to sense into your own inner intuition. The art of discernment can be practiced in this way. Whatever thoughts going on in your mind, first you need to become aware of the thought. You may need to write it down. Sometimes these thoughts are very slippery, and if you don't write them down, they slip by way too quickly. So writing down the thought may be necessary in the beginning. Once you know the thought that is in the mind, then you can ask a very powerful question. Have you come to me from the heart? And this is your heart, your true heart, the real you, the depth of your own heart and your being. So when we ask this question of any thought that may come into the mind, there can be a felt sensation. For instance, I had a thought coming earlier today. The thought was plaguing the mind until I took a look. So I'm going to give an example here. The thought was, money is running out. That thought had a direct effect on the body. The body felt contracted and there was fear. Once I was feeling fear in the body, I knew to take a look. This is almost like an alarm bell telling me, look again. What are you believing? What are you thinking in this moment? So I slowed down and I took a look and saw that was the thought. The thought is, money is running out. So I remembered, oh, I can ask this question. Has this thought come to me from the heart? Immediately, in the heart area, I get a very contracted sense. I get a contracted felt sensation in the jaw area, in the face, almost the whole body, but definitely in those areas. This is the telltale sign that the body is gluing me into letting me know I'm currently believing a thought that is not true. In other words, I'm believing a lie. To make it even more clear, I am using the mind to believe a lie. And that is suffering. So that feeling of fear and contraction was coming from using the mind to believe a thought that is not true. And see, everyone is doing this. Well, until you're not. Once you see this enough times and can see enough thoughts and look at them directly by asking this powerful question, have you come to me from the heart? You can see time and time again this direct connection of how the body is trying to alert you. It's pretty much telling you about the state of the mind. In a way, the body is telling on the mind. Another helpful piece that I've learned is that if a thought feels stressful, this is another way we can determine that a thought is not true. So these are two different questions that are empowering, that help us discern right away in real time if a thought being believed by the mind is a lie or if it's helpful. Sometimes we do have helpful thoughts, practical thoughts, useful thoughts. Again, the mind is a tool, and the mind can be used in service to spirit. But as long as we're run by the mind, and the mind is the master, then that's where suffering can come into play. So in this practice where we're learning to discern thought by thought, again, the question is to ask directly of the thought, have you come to me from the heart? If the thought has not come to you from the heart, then you will feel a sense of stress, strain, contraction. And another thought may come, and you can ask the question, have you come to me from the heart? And in this instance, you may feel a sense of ease and well-being. There'll be a relaxation in the heart. The jaw will not feel tight, and the head will not feel constricted. So this is how you know and how you can discern thought by thought. Because the emotions are coming from the thoughts. And so what does this all mean? This means there is a way for you to discern thoughts. Once you see a thought is not true, you need no longer believe this thought. You don't have to use the mind to believe that thought. That frees up the mind. The energy that was being invested in believing the thought is now being used to fuel other things, possibly a sense of well-being, ease and grace. If we're not torturing ourselves with thoughts that are not true, this gives the mind the ample opportunity to be empty. This empty spaciousness is the true state of the mind, what some call the Buddha mind. So discernment can lead to this state, and in this state where the mind is no longer being used as a torture chamber or torture device, perhaps maybe even for the first time, one can sense a sense of joy and well-being, ease and grace. So the practice today, or any time you choose, is to look at your thoughts one by one. Ask, has this thought come to me from the heart? And if it has not, you will feel a sense of strain, stress, contraction. When you sense that strain, that contraction, this is the ample opportunity that you have to disregard the thought and know that the thought is a lie. It's not true. Therefore, you do not need to believe it. When you no longer believe a thought that has been previously stressing you, you can dive deep into the wellspring of joy.